fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir.
Morena, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
That is good to hear. I'm very excited. Who are we talking about today?
Today we're going to talk about Grace Jones.
Legend.
I'll say. She's like so amazing.
We were just chatting off air about her performance at Auckland City Limits, which was only a couple of years ago now, but I was standing...
2018, I think it was.
Yeah, I was standing with Tina Turntables, and that felt like the best person to watch it with. That's like a super fan, and it was very, very, very cool.
I imagine she was having like a complete meltdown.
I mean, she's having an out-of-body experience, yeah.
I think most people were during that performance.
Definitely.
I'm so bummed that I missed that, but, you know.
It was great, sorry to tell you. It was really cool. So Grace Jones, fashion icon, in what ways?
Well, I thought I'd talk about a bit about like her background. So she was born in Jamaica in 1948 and she moved to New York when she was 12. And by 18 she had a modelling contract and was working with designers like Yves Saint Laurent and was a muse to Issey Miyake. But the closest relationship she had was to Azzedine Alaia, and they were kind of like great friends, and she walked the runway for him and things like that. She also was close to photographers like Helmut Newton and Guy Bourdin, and she was really loved for her androgynous style, of course. Best mates with Andy Warhol and Keith Haring and Robert Mapplethorpe. So all the cool people from back then.
No big deal, just literally everybody.
I never thought about her with Issey Miyake, but that actually makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, she does wear a lot of his clothes. Like her, some of her stage costumes, I think around the 81 period, she's wearing like corsets that are of breasts and like a woman's torso.
Oh, wow.
And they're Issey Miyake.
That's very cool.
One is like a metallic colour and then the other one is flesh coloured and even has painted on nipples.
That's so cool.
And I mean, that kind of defines her style, really. She is just really, really brave. And I think what astounds me is that she's a woman and she was androgynous. When people were used to males being androgynous. And if you watch a lot of interviews with her, it's actually pretty appalling, the people interviewing her, the questions she got asked.
Totally. Yeah.
And when I was like looking at this yesterday, I was actually getting quite angry and sad at how the treatment of her.
It's extremely
pretty appalling.
Yeah, it's also extremely like racially charged as well.
Yeah. In one interview, she ends up kind of slapping the interviewer because he's just absolutely appalling. I mean, she did kind of go along and admits that she'd been up for 3 days because she's quite a party woman. But it's kind of like, I just couldn't believe how awful this guy was. But yeah, getting back to her clothing, she began her singing career and she released her first album in 1977. She opened Studio 54. So
did
she was at the opening of...
Oh, that's cool.
And she was
that.
Wearing this amazing chainmail, like mesh, you know, that kind of 70s chainmail, kind of little kind of bolero. And it's just, I don't know, she's just really amazing. And I guess all her clothing is quite strong.
Totally.
And I think that comes from, you know, growing up, her father was like a religious man, like a preacher, and he was very controlling. And as soon as she kind of got out in the world, I feel like she just kind of went, I'm going to be me.
Right.
One of her quotes that I thought I'd just read out in W Magazine, she was interviewed in 2018, and she says, I think we're all oysters to begin with, and the whole gender thing is like some people have two genders, some are male, some are female. I really feel male sometimes. And I think it's cool that she translates that into her clothing. I guess one of my favourite looks for her is for the, you know, the album cover of Nightclubbing, which is... that's one most people will know, where she's wearing like a power suit with a very deep V, no shirt underneath, a cigarette hanging out of her mouth. And the recent tour that she did promote the last album, I think, which was 2008, she was wearing like Philip Tracy hats, you know, and headwear, and they're just like, I mean, I don't know, just out of this world.
Totally. And and I think what I've always liked about her as well, especially kind of coming back to that gender thing, is she's also always used nudity in a really interesting way with her like performance of fashion as well. It's extremely like non-sexualized, except when she wants it to be, and then she uses it with so much humor as well that I just think people do that often, but I feel like Grace Jones does it in a way that I can't really think of anybody else who's working with their own body in such a public sort of setting with such prominence, maybe, as an artist.
Yeah, and it's really inspiring to see the confidence that comes through with that.
Mm.
And some of the, I think she's kind of like one of the first people I've ever seen in body paint, like Keith Haring painted her, and it's just, I don't know, it's just incredible. If you want to kind of follow, there was a documentary that came out 2018, I think, and it's called Bloodlight and Bambi, and it's directed by Sophie Fiennes, and it took 12 years to make.
Wow, okay.
And it follows her going to Jamaica, talking to her family, and then kind of is interspersed with a tour that she's doing, which I suspect might have been the one that she performed at Auckland City Limits.
Right, oh, that's cool.
So, like, I don't think it's actually the filming of that one, but at that time, tour.
Yeah,
But even if you just, like, Google Grace Jones fashion, you just see so many different looks, and it's just, you can't even describe what her style is. It's just really powerful. Every outfit she's wearing is just incredible, you know?
And it kind of sits adjacent to a lot of the stuff that was happening in like the queer scene and the queer clubbing scene and the club kids scene, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago. But it's still somehow not any of that, nor is it part of the art scene, nor is it like, it's just its own thing, really. It's just Grace Jones, you know?
Yeah, she's truly individual. It's incredible. And she's, I don't know, I just love her strength and the fact that she is so true to herself. She just wants to be who she wants to be, and she doesn't care what anybody else thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really inspiring.
Absolutely. What track have you picked for us this morning, Penny?
Well, I thought I'd pick, I guess, one of my favourites. It's a cover of Daniel Miller's Warm Leatherette.
Excellent choice. Thank you very much, Penelope Noir.
Petrol is in your eye. The handbrake penetrates.
Grace Jones, Warm Leatherette. Thank you very much, Penelope Noir.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.